Great Britain Publishing, in association with Booby Trap Enterprises, presents 114 Doors. Warning, this recording contains the names of Indigenous people that have died. It was recorded on the Lutruwita lands of the Palawa people, and we give our thanks to their elders, past and present. The Makwan concept, the history and mystery behind our storytelling hotel, our character. In 1951, a couple by the names of Greg and Dolores Farrell decided to take a honeymoon to the relatively quiet tourist destination of Tasmania. The emotional connection that they formed with Tasmania was immense and life-changing. Greg developed a passion for Tasmania's wilderness and coastline, and they spent part of their holiday honeymooning at the Rest Point Riviera Hotel on the shores of the Derwent River. Greg went on to have a very successful business career and, in the late 1960s, returned to Tasmania to acquire a controlling interest in, and ultimately total ownership of, Federal Hotels, and with it, Rest Point. Never one to accept the conventional, he and his team had a vision to create Australia's first casino, and in 1973, through the support of the Tasmanian people, Rest Point Hotel Casino was opened, drawing unprecedented tourist visitation to the state and a boom in the luxury economy. Within 10 years, in 1982, the Farrell family created Australia's first and only country club casino on the outskirts of Launceston at Prospect Vale. Continuing with the same passion for Tasmania, the second and third generations of the Farrell family now operate an additional portfolio of hotel and tourism experiences, which include Sapphire Freycinet, the Henry Jones Art Hotel, and the development of a luxury hotel on the Tasman Peninsula. These properties operate in the luxury and premium tourism segments with unique value propositions that focus on meaningful experience and connection to place, in addition to the functional services and products, and a wonderful caring team. All have a common character that they must add to the genuine fabric of Tasmanian culture and create benefits to the community. As with Rest Point Casino in 1973 or Australia's first art hotel, the Henry Jones, with Mac One, our goal is to create something unique, differentiating our properties and adding value to our guests and the community. A storytelling hotel. Importantly, the business case for the tourism portfolio focuses on attracting certain segments of Tasmanian visitors. In short, visitors that are attracted to Tasmania because of its art and culture, food and produce, the natural environment, and genuine people. In researching the business case and the development of the guest experience with our character in mind, our friends at Tourism Tasmania granted us access to their extensive consumer research, which was utilized to support the development of a very successful Tourism Tasmania advertising campaign known as Go Behind the Scenery. We began to unravel the data and discovered that some key messages in this data aligned to our thinking. For example, experiences must be genuinely and authentically connected to Tasmania. Then came one of the key takeouts for us. Although nature, art and history, and farmgate food experiences rated highly, two of the highest performing tourist impacts were having real conversations with real people and the stories of the Tasmanian people. One quote that stuck to mind was, "Tasmania is an analog place in a digital world, a place where you can interact intimately with people and be impacted by the stories of their past and present." The data continued down this track, uncovering the stories that had the greatest impact. In doing so, it uncovered the character traits that related to those stories. Thus, the concept of a storytelling hotel was born. As we continued to unravel the research, we discovered that many of the traits of the Tasmanian character resonated greatly. From this, we curated five categories: colourful and quirky, curious and creative, fighting believer, grounded yet exceptional, hearty and resilient. The story behind the stories. Developing the story experience. The arrival experience of our visitors has been crucial in determining how we have structured their journey. Our teams carefully visualize the guest's experience from first arrival. Perhaps guests might be excited, nervous, or uncomfortable with unfamiliar surrounds, stressed from travel, or worried about the hotel not meeting their expectations. How can we use the unique Tasmanian characters, stories, and history to create a reassuring, intriguing journey for our guests? To chart this experience, our teams created a series of journey maps to conceptualize each moment of one's experience from a hotel. From finding out about the hotel to experiencing it, then how those experiences would settle into fond memories. The maps considered a guest's thoughts and feelings at each moment, as well as basic needs at each point. They are very important to the development of our training and product development, and thus require robust testing. The moment of arrival, for example, raises a wide range of potential needs. One's thoughts may be, where do I go? Is there someone to assist, or will I be greeted by a smiling face? The structure of our welcome has been crafted specifically to reflect Tasmania, her history, her people, and her lifestyle. From first arrival, where our history leaks into the present, to the moment you enter the hotel, which spurs the desire to learn more. The check-in phase is the formal introduction, building intrigue. When the guests meet their rooms, they begin to engage on a more comfortable level in good company, allowing time to reflect, plan, and experience place and characters at leisure. From there, guests can delve further, experience the storytellers and their tours, engaging deeply with individual characters, stories, and stories of Tasmania. Our restaurant, lounge, and bar all reflect Tasmania's development, whether through stories of the Tasmanian Aboriginal culture and learnings, early industry, or Tasmanian society. All of this is structured to allow our guests to quickly get a sense of place, an invitation to join us in celebrating our wonderful state, and leave them with a sense of peace and belonging that will remain with them long after they depart. Writing the stories. With the task of completing stories for 114 rooms that fell within five distinct character traits, we engaged Louise Casey, the researcher, and Greg Lehman, the Tasmanian Aboriginal researcher. Over the ensuing 6 months, Louise and Greg researched hundreds of characters that we balanced across periods of time, social status, profession, and geographic region. The research was initially through traditional and digital media. However, a goal was soon established to discover stories from lesser-known characters that exist in Tasmania's smaller communities. Louise and her husband Ralph dutifully travelled across Tasmania, stopping in small communities to unearth some of those lesser-known characters that had been of fame and influence in their social network. The stories were then culled and refined in order to ensure that the messaging was palatable, so it would be possible to read an abundance of stories over a short stay at the hotel. A copywriter was engaged to imbue a storytelling tone. Each story was approved through a legal process, and a local artist engaged to create character illustrations attuned to each character. Closer to opening, the appointment of our master storyteller, Justin, has allowed further research on each character to bring out more depth in each of the stories, which will be delivered through storytelling tours and experiences. All MAC1 staff complete regular testing on character information, which continues each week. Further stories of Tasmania exist in MAC1, which have been both researched internally and externally with external researchers Greg Lehman, David Pemberton, and Warren Glover, completing further research for stories relating to the public spaces. More stories have also been woven into aspects of the interior design and menu design and informed the collection of various artifacts and antiques which are on display throughout the hotel public areas and rooms. The design. How the look, feel, and soul of MAC1 came together. Informing design and operations. As the stories continued to be written and the branding and guiding principles completed, the hotel personality and purpose informed all aspects of the hotel's operations. From the interior design, digital assets, tone of voice of communication, team attraction strategy, menu design, and procurement, the character of Tasmania has informed them all. We hope you find elements of the character traits in everything from menus to bed lamps to your mini bar items. Pike Withers was engaged with the huge challenge of interior design, working, where relevant, with developers Boss Group and Circa Architects. In regard to the accommodation, a brief was produced to align each of the five character traits with elements of interior design. For example, the grounded yet exceptional room elements would be of raw products of exceptional quality that are still earthy and not intricate or overly manufactured, yet a hearty and resilient room should have solid furniture that is everlasting. Wherever possible, local designers and cabinet makers were engaged to supply components of the rooms and public area fit out. The lounge on the ground floor is a place that pays homage to the Mohinean people and thus has elements of their culture throughout. The entry sequence speaks to the early discovery of the Newfoundland, while the reception relates to the arrival with elements that represent early colonization. Our restaurant is influenced by early industry, with elements relating to mining, farming, boating, boat building, and whaling, whilst the bar relates to the moments that form Tasmanian society. Design elements and the artifacts pertaining to each area form a catalyst to introduce the stories of Tasmania relating to those areas, whilst taking a tour with the Makwan storytellers or talking with the hotel team. The task of carefully orchestrating the purchase of artifacts and antiques was instigated in 2015, led by a team of local identities, Julia Farrell and Warwick Oakman, and continued up until the hotel opening in 2017. Most important to the interior design is that it creates a sense of curiosity and intrigue for what the story is, rather than a literal translation. Ground floor. There are many main themes reflected in the main public spaces of the hotel. Entry/reception discovery. This area is about discovery before moving through to exploration and colonization and reception itself. Colonialization and reception itself. Here, we are trying to recapture the anticipation of arrival in a new space as the early explorers would have felt when arriving in Solomon's Cove. We wanted to capture an air of mystery, hope, and wonderment. The entry doors, with their upturned map of Tasmania, serve to challenge one's conventional way of thinking. The use of raw concrete, timber, and steel have been pared back to allow the insertion of a blue glass passageway, which is intended to create a moment of pause and anticipation before entering the onslaught of what is to come inside. Reception sees rustic materials collide with refined carpets and traditional old world timber panelling, suggesting the struggles of the early settlers and the hardships that they faced in keeping their traditions alive in such a harsh environment. The reception desk is constructed from slabs of Coles Bay granite, smooth and polished at the top, gradually fading to rough and sandblasted at its base, which signifies the hardships endured by the unprepared new settlers arriving in an incompatible, uncharted land. 2. The lounge, a basket of knowledge. The focus of the lounge is the design of a circular fireplace and surrounding banquet seating that brings people together in the ultimate storytelling environment. We wanted to create a relaxed communal area where guests feel they have come home and are cocooned by the warmth of the fire. The finishes incorporate natural, soft and raw materials, drawing inspiration from a life connected to nature as that of Tasmania's indigenous population, and capture the emotion behind gathering together around an open fire. The light feature situated over the fireplace draws its inspiration from organic shapes formed by nature's four primary elements of water, earth, air and fire, here observed locally in the surrounding sea, the rugged landscape, wide open sky and central campfire. The tradition of a family gathering and storytelling around the open fire, just as our ancestors have been doing for millennia, is carried forward in spirit. 3. The restaurant industry. The restaurant tells the story of industry in Tasmania, capturing the tough life of the early industrial pioneers in mining, whaling, fishing, boat building, and farming. It was a hardy environment, which translates into raw and robust design elements, solid and hearty like its people. The restaurant interior incorporates simple raw finishes, such as rusted steel, zinc, and recycled wharf timbers. It's a story of resilience. From this harsh environment came exceptional, yet understated achievements and, of course, characters. 4. The Story Bar. Society. The Story Bar is inspired by the egalitarian nature of Tasmanian society. To know Tasmania, one needs to know her people and how they interact with each other. The suspended newspaper light sculpture over the cocktail bar draws reference to the people of the local community, reflecting the stories that have shaped Tasmania's history over the years since early settlement, moments in time that have been immortalized in black and white. We want to celebrate Tasmania's unique community and society and encourage interaction as much as possible. The design. Interior design statement. Pike Withers Interior Architect. Room design. Designed with an underlying emphasis on quality, each of the hotel's 114 rooms and suites are linked to a real character central to the story of Tasmania. Heroes, villains, explorers, inventors, convicts, bushrangers, first people, industrial giants, political mavericks, and much more. The stories of these unique characters are divided into five traits: colorful and quirky, curious and creative, fighting believer, grounded yet exceptional, hearty and resilient. All rooms are designed with a basic common palette, which then allows us to introduce the unexpected and flavour the rooms with a mix of different emotions depending on the character of your room. Every room features a giant original artwork by local Tasmanian artist Troy Ruffles, who also interprets these character traits into his iridescent and atmospheric work, which immediately sets the overall tone. Colourful and quirky. Free-spirited characters, often conflicted, sometimes naughty and possibly ambiguous, but never dull. Their eclectic rooms might be a little mismatched, like the characters themselves. Here we see contrasting materials with flashes of color, some shiny surfaces, and bold and unexpected shapes. Curious and creative. Open-minded innovators, perhaps at times with their heads in the clouds, these people break from the norm. There is a lightness to these rooms. Reflective surfaces and organic freeform shapes help to create the sense of openness and innovation revealed by these characters. Fighting believer. Always fighting for their cause, these Tasmanian characters are straight and to the point. Their spirited intelligence constantly strives for a better future. Their environment is edgy yet sophisticated, not flashy. Their hopeful determination is interpreted through a gradation of tone. They are comfortable in denim with no displays of flashy color. Grounded yet exceptional. These humble Tasmanians are grounded and sophisticated at the same time. They are the essence of the earth, quiet achievers who go beyond expectations in a quiet and beautiful existence. Their rooms use raw and honest materials, simple yet highly crafted details using natural leathers, stones, and patina brass. Hearty and resilient. These are the characters who did it tough and didn't even realize it. Salt of the earth types, who are at home in a rugged and isolated environment. Raw materials, timbers, rusted steel, rope, and chunky textures create an earthy, warm space. The five traits of the Tasmanian character. The design. Interior design statement. Bed head art. Troy Ruffles. Troy Ruffles is one of Australia's most exciting artists. He has a great deal of international experience behind him, having exhibited in Sydney, New York, Asia, and Glasgow. But it was not always so. Until his early 20s, he spent his entire life in Tasmania. Yet throughout his childhood and teenage years, his imagination travelled ahead of him, not just across oceans and continents, but through star fields and galaxies on a raft of science fiction books, television serials, and a million disparate visual images. In many ways, he is the quintessential artist of what theorist Rosalind Krauss called the post-medium condition. What does she mean by that? Quite simply, she has noticed a tendency for many contemporary artists, such as William Kentridge or Fishley and Weiss, to work from project to project, selecting whichever medium is appropriate for the task in hand. Thus, Troy Ruffles has worked as a painter, but has also photographed drops of rain on the windscreens of cars and migrating birds arching through the overcast skies. He has, as a sculptor, worked with dozens of car bonnets attached to a northern Tasmanian hillside. He has made public sculpture using ceramic tiles and aluminium plates, as well as very private artworks that have been exhibited in galleries and collected by those that have fallen in love with them. In 1803, in Auguries of Innocence, the English poet, artist, and mystic William Blake wrote, "To see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour." In these lines, Blake was seeking and finding equivalences for the very large and very small and binding them together through poetry and image. Those same equivalences are to be found in Troy Ruffles' recent work, but they are more subtle than a wild flower or a grain of sand. They take more searching, and they are more to do with the transitory than the infinite. There is a sense that you will look away for a moment and then let your eyes return. Certain shifts will have taken place. shifts outside you, shifts inside you. As with many artists, Ruffles' new work builds on all that he has made before, all that he has brooded about before, and there is a sense of brooding as well as revelation about his work. It doesn't, you feel, arrive easily, but it never lets you go. Dr. Peter Hill. Dr. Peter Hill was an artist, writer, and independent curator. He has written in Frieze, London, Art Press, Paris, and Art News, New York. He exhibited his superfiction projects in the 2002 Sydney Biennale. Beck Gallery Hobart. Beck Gallery has represented Troy Ruffles since 2004. Beck Gallery is one of Australia's foremost contemporary art galleries. Established in North Hobart in 1986, the gallery represents leading Australian painters, sculptors, photographers, jewellers, printmakers and ceramicists, whilst also supporting young emerging artists. They represent many of Tasmania's leading contemporary artists and are well known for the successful development and management of art collecting groups over a 25-year period. The project. This project required the development of three works for each of the five character groups identified. The challenge was to locate visual equivalences through the genre of landscape in order to evoke the qualities of each character grouping. While many of the character types shared commonalities, the work sought to create points of difference, observing, documenting, and recording locations within the Tasmanian landscape and beyond. Troy Ruffles drew from multiple source images to arrive at the final works. A key objective was to weave a personal and emotive response to the various character groupings through reflections on sites within the natural world. Through this process, he aimed to evoke a range of contrasting atmospheres and moods, from a dreamlike softness to a densely weighted gravity. Colourful and Quirky. Colourful and Quirky provided the greatest challenge of the project. It was the grouping that forced Troy the furthest outside his comfort zone. A little bit of fun, a few cautionary signs, and an eccentric assemblage of things was the starting point for his exploration of this character group. To create whimsical landscapes full of collisions, he followed random and unlikely pathways to embrace the quirky, unexpected, playful, and surprising. Curious and Creative. For Curious and Creative, Troy aimed to create a sense of lightness and openness by focusing on the sky, the endless shaping and reshaping of cloud formations, and the exquisite play of light that is often glimpsed there. It is a place that can provide solace and comfort, but also offers a place to dream and imagine. He remembers as a child its simple beauty, blades of grass tickling his neck and arms as he lay gazing upwards, watching clouds passing overhead, and whether it is the call of sparrows, the sound of distant waves, or the steady drone of a nearby highway, at that moment you are everywhere at the same instance. A child, present and playful, or an adult reflecting and contemplating, escaping briefly from the contemporary constraints of our world. Fighting Believer. The Fighting Believer category offered a different type of challenge. For some of us, a fast approaching storm nearing the coast would have us take shelter and comfort of our own homes. For others, it is not to be retreated from, but embraced and experienced. And it is these experiences that make us feel alive, like the challenge of pursuing a cause you believe in. These characters are active participants in the world and active agents in reshaping it. In developing the images for this grouping, Troy's intention was to evoke the many shades of this, standing steadfast in the face of great challenge, as in the face of an approaching storm. The quiet and still places of solace, the morning or evening skies where one goes to regroup after setbacks. Grounded Yet Exceptional. Grounded Yet Exceptional, in contrast, worked with more figurative elements from the silent sentinels and ancient cider gum trees of the central highland terrain to the open plains, valleys and winding country roads of the plateau. The rich tapestry of layered textures and densely weighted atmospheres were used to suggest an open-ended narrative, rich with possibilities, stories not yet complete. Hearty and Resilient. For Hearty and Resilient, the idea of embedded and compressed archaeologies of time and sedimentary strata was at the forefront. Troy aimed to suggest a richness and warmth in the images, as though the endless fall of light upon the land had imbued it with a life and energy of its own, evoking a sense of endurance and a capacity to adapt and respond to changing circumstances. The stratified landscapes, the suggestion of time embedded in each of the layers, the rocky crags and outcrops, grasses and trees holding at the peripheries provided a means of connecting us to the rich heritage of our past.